everybody. Welcome to Video Death Loop, the podcast where we watch a short video clip on loop until we just can't take it anymore. Guys, my name's Aaron Littleton. I'm your host for this week. My co-host is this cup. Yes, it's not John Hurst. It's a cup of water because John Hurst is not with me this week. Last week, if you recall, we were unable to record because I had gallbladder surgery. This week, we can't record because John got, butt surgery. He got his butt removed. Yeah, but not the functional parts, just the meaty parts. So I guess, like, next time you see John, check out his back. It's just going to come into a real, just a straight down ending, I guess. Like, where you would imagine a butt would be. It's just going to almost be, it's going to be concave. Or convex, whichever one implies that it's not there. And then I guess right in the middle, you can have like a place for poop to come out. I don't know, like a hot dog? Sort of. I mean, it won't be a hot dog. It's shape. Listen, okay, I don't know. I don't have anybody to bounce anything off of. So what I wanted to let you know is that coming up, you are going to get another look into the prototype version of Video Death Loop, called Aaron and John Watch. It's the exact same thing. We just watch a short video clip on loop. This time we are watching the theme song to Captain N, the Game Master, which was a shameless cash-in from Nintendo to try and sell you video game carts based on a low-budget cartoon that nonetheless many people seem to have a very soft spot for in their hearts. This has not ever been played on Video Death Loop before. This is the rarely seen look into our past. The major difference is that we could not tap out. We had to watch it for an hour on loop. So you are going to hear that coming up. So tune in next week. I guarantee you there will be a brand new Video Death Loop episode where we can tap out, where I don't ramble on about John's butt removal surgery, which is not real. You know it's not real. So come back next week. Subscribe at videodeathloop.com. Check us out on iTunes, all that kind of stuff. And we're going to start Aaron and John Watch the Captain N theme song in 3, 2, 1.
Oh. Welcome to Video Land.
Can't believe you talked me into the Captain N theme song.
The theme song, nothing. It's an exposition into Video Land here.
There's something deeper going on?
Yeah, you're learning about it right now. Like, there's Angry Gorilla, Donkey Kong, Congo Land. A steampunk mother brain with a mother brain inside of it.
Wait, so mother brain, the physical brain is inside of that weird, like, steampunk metal brain?
Sure, why not? I mean,
hey, it's our hero, Kevin!
Oh, Kevin!
Kevin, who uses Sharpies to draw.
And has the most 80s room I've ever seen. That's dude, amazing.
Dude, seriously, look at this dog. He used a Sharpie to draw a spot on his dog's eye.
Sorry, I was got kind of distracted by the lawnmower man going on there.
No, I think probably there was some poor artist that was making like less than minimum wage somewhere, and like draw a dog, and then they got the dog and they wanted to do they drew the dog with a spot around the eye, and they said we have to make the show for $10, and they did not have time to find a dog with that particular spot that they'd already animated like 12 episodes for.
That intern must have been distraught.
Look at this. It's disgusting how fake that spot on the dog's eye looks.
Let's take a look. It's coming up here. Meanwhile, back at the ranch.
No
spot.
There it is. Look! It's just Sharpie. Yeah,
little do they know, they actually just gave they fired the intern, and they just gave the dog a black eye. PETA was pissed.
So they punched the dog.
That's how they did it in the early 90s. I mean, like, you go out there, you punch a dog. You get stuff done. You know how Homeward Bound was made, right?
Does that work? Do dogs get black eyes?
You see it right there.
Punch them?
That's...
I'm going to pretend they just used poisonous ink.
All right.
That's
well,
a
while
better,
you're, while
that's a
you're,
better scenario
While you're
for
thinking
me.
About art and materials and stuff, I'm thinking about punching dogs.
It's awful.
It's terrible. But, you know, this is a retrospect into how they made it back in the day. Like, we agree that they realized...
How many times did they have to punch the dog to get that exact eye bruise that you're looking for there?
Unfortunately, like, or actually very fortunately in this case, they only had to film it once. So they just had to, intern they fired, they hired back on. It's like, okay, we're going to keep you on here, but you got to do one thing.
He had the exact right-sized fist to make that, particular sized bruise on the dog's face.
So far what we've learned about Captain N is Captain N is an awful place to work.
Captain N, the production company, involves people that punch dogs rather than attempting to find a dog that matches the cartoon design. Or Sharpie. Sharpie's better.
Mm.
Alright, so what... Was Donkey Kong in Captain... I don't remember Donkey Kong being in Captain
well,
N, like, at all.
Let me reach back into 1991, where I was eating nothing but sugar-coated cereal and watching Captain N, because this is... Yes, he was in several episodes. He had his own land. He was the king of his own land, the Congo land, Congo as land. They say in the opening here. And they were... And he was just huge and hung out. Like, all the other characters are just tiny in comparison.
Oh, he was way bigger than
Yeah, he was, like, he's King Kong huge.
Okay.
And he's, like, and he's mostly, like, he, like, they had an Indiana Jones parody at one point with him.
And he was the bad guy?
No, he just hung out. It was
kind of
cool.
Oh, so he was, like, he was...
He was angry.
He wasn't good or bad, he was just
neutral.
Background.
I'm here, I'm an ape. I'm a gorilla. Donkey Kong, I'm a Kong.
That's all it was.
Yeah. They're just angry. Look at that.
Yeah, I don't get the robot brain. Was that a thing?
Well, that was...
Before we go any further, I don't remember anything about this show. All I remember...
That's okay, that's a fine thing to not know about.
Okay, I lied. I remember one thing about the show. I remember his belt buckle was a NES controller.
Yes, he preceded Hot Topic by at least 20 years.
And he could use it to, like, pause time, which to me seems like that would be my go-to solution for everything.
He could only do it a limited time, though. He had, like, a little power bar, and I guess it had, like, a solar battery or something.
Wait, there's a power? I don't remember that.
Yeah, I'm remembering way too much of the show, honestly, and I feel bad about it.
How does he charge it up?
I don't know. They never say.
Was it like a pedometer? Like where he, when he took so many steps, he could freeze time?
Yeah.
That would get me to exercise. I'm
it
not
would.
Gonna lie.
I mean, like unlimited power through an NES power pad on your belt buckle. Yeah, I would walk a few more steps.
He could also sort of control movement a little bit, right? Like, if he needed to go get high, he could press up.
If he wanted to get high,
he would press up.
Yes. Yes, he just... Yeah.
Captain what? N, he would say, hang on, I've got a solution for this. And then start reaching towards his crotch. And people are like, is this the time? Is this the
really?
Time that he whips the dick out? Or is he actually still just going to use...
No. And everyone but Kid Icarus just sighs, like he's like next time.
Oh, so Kid Icarus was wanting it. Wait, yeah, I can believe that, considering his character design.
So we got Simon Belmont.
Does not remind me of Simon Belmont.
No, he's...
From, like, video games.
I don't know if they played Castlevania. I think they played, like... I don't know what they...
I don't remember any of these games having anything to do with anything on the show. Also, I bet that's not the voice actor. I bet that's not the guy that ended up being the voice actor for Captain N.
Oh, no.
Have you ever considered that?
Ooh.
Because I think as a kid, I was like, oh, that's definitely the guy that's doing the voice for this cartoon. But I bet it wasn't.
I think you're right. I think you're absolutely right on that.
And he better be glad he didn't have a damn spot on his face, or else they would have punched him instead of doing makeup.
Captain Ed, the production crew was in a punching mood that day. They had a little after party afterwards. Like, you know, they had nice food catered and everything, but everyone had to get punched. It was a punch orgy, man.
That was the only makeup that they would do. If you could get a bruise to look like it.
That explains why there's so few live action scenes. Because after that, they were just like, it's like, hey, you want to come back and we're going to do like a finale episode. You're going to come back to the real world. It's like, no, I think I'll stay in video land.
Did he leave at the end of Captain N the Game Master? Did he get out? Or was it one of those shows where they were canceled abruptly and there was no kind of ending?
I don't think I'm equipped with the knowledge to answer that question.
I'm kind of glad, to be honest.
I feel better about myself, actually.
Well, it's just wide open. We can pretend that there's more of that. I know, I remember they eventually got Game Boy, like when Game Boy was a thing.
Yeah, Game Boy as...
Game Boy.
Yeah, Game Boy. He was a special boy.
He flew around.
He had like he talked in a computer voice. He was voiced by Frank Welker of all people. He voiced Frank Megatron,
like the juice guy.
No. He could have been the juice guy
like
too.
Welker's juice. No, it's Welch's.
No, that's Welch's juice. Welker's juice is an entirely different thing. But this is the guy. He also, in his spare time, voiced like Megatron.
Oh, in his spare time.
In his spare
time. Away from Captain N, the Game Master.
Yeah, well, I mean, you...
That most seminal of shows that still
remembered. He would get up at 6 a.m., and it's like, I need to go to the orchards. And he would...
make juice.
He would make juice. It was only him. Occasionally, his wife would come in and help him out, but she had her own job. She, like... Well, Frank Welker didn't have to worry about that. He just made juice, and about, you know, 11, 12 o'clock, it was time to go into the studio and start, you know... talking about Game Boy.
I mean, everyone has their own process for getting ready to become a character.
It worked for him, so...
Make juice,
become a star.
Pretend to be a living children's toy.
Yeah.
At least he could play Tetris.
He could play Tetris.
Mother Brain was an unlikely choice, I think, for the bad guy in this show.
It's, I think they was like, let's get the most immobile villain we could possibly think of.
Was Ninja Turtles, like the cartoon, was that already on the air by the time this came out? I feel like it must have been.
It must have been, yes.
Were they just thinking that kids just really wanted brains as their bad guy? Is this just another assault on intellectualism in this country?
Yeah.
That's what I want to know. Brains are the bad guys.
Something
you got
like
Krang, who was... He looked like a brain. He wasn't a brain.
No, but he was a brain in your stomach.
Yeah, but he looked like
he
a
was.
Brain.
He implied that the American people
had
thought with their stomach.
Right.
That's the whole
and
point.
And Mother Brain was evil, and also your mom. Mothers get a really bad rap in this show, because the only two mothers you get are the really harpy-sounding mother of Kevin.
Oh, yeah, like where they go, Kevin, you gotta clean your room!
Yeah,
because Kevin,
that's what happened. You
get out of video game land!
Kick back in your sweet room, playing Nintendo, not bothering anybody, you're 17.
You have a dog.
Forget about girls, you have a dog with a black eye.
Dude.
And your mom's just like, get off the video games, Kevin!
And you're like, Mom! I'm working here!
Clean your room!
I got Punch Out to play! Now the TV's also messed up.
Also, those decorations.
Oh, man. I
don't think Kevin did those decorations.
It was partially him and then partially mostly his mom.
Who picked the racing flag curtains that obviously cannot close?
That's a good question. That was probably 8-year-old Kevin thinking that was a really good idea, and then they just never decorated again.
By the time he's a sophomore in high school and still can't change
can't get
clothes
any
in his room without everyone outside.
Well, he doesn't invite
him.
People over. I mean, like you're going to invite people over, he's going to see the racing stripes and going,
yeah. Kevin is, I don't think, is a man that has a lot of friends.
That's why he's in Video Land. He's going through the ultimate warp zone here.
Also, he wears his coat inside his own home. And the dog has the NES zapper. He doesn't have a bone.
He has the zapper, the gray zapper barrel end in his mouth. Is he trying to commit suicide? What is going on here?
There's a really pathetic game of Russian roulette that's been going on in the Kevin. Did he have a last name?
Keen, I think.
Kevin's name is not Kevin Keen.
It's K-E-E-N-E.
Wow. Mm. Yeah, they paid whoever designed these characters like $4 for the whole thing, didn't they?
Is it like Commander Keen? No, that would be something different entirely.
Commander Keen was never on NES.
Never on NES. PC primarily.
PC only.
PC only.
Wait, or was it PC only?
I guess PC only. I don't think it was on the console though.
Also, I like how they characterize Mega Man.
Oh, yeah.
Like, rather than giving him any kind of characterization that he kind of already had from the video games, he's just a little green guy that says Mega.
Mega. That is some... That's how you define a character back in the early 90s. You'd be like, okay, no one's going to like this guy. What can we do to make him like him? He can say a word a bunch of times. And they do that twice in the show. Because you have Mega Man, who says Mega all the time.
Right.
And then Kid Icarus, who does everything with Icarus. Like, he's like, you know, I'm Kid Icarus, Icarus. Icarus, Icarus, Icarus.
Well, also, yeah. Kid Icarus wakes up.
And fires
and starts shooting arrows.
Attacking Castlevania. Like, he's complete war.
Is that how unpeaceful that Videoland is? Is that Kid Icarus... If he accidentally catches himself being asleep, and when he wakes up, he assumes he's under attack.
You try to wake up Kid Icarus. He's going to cut you, man. Like, that's what he does.
Also, that pink lightning bolt on the wall. I bet Kevin did that one.
Oh, most definitely. I think he had a trapper keeper and had a pink lightning bolt on it. It was like, yeah. He ignored all the unicorns and stuff that said Lisa Frank on the side. It was just that lightning bolt got him.
Wait, so he had a Lisa Frank Trapper Keeper?
I guess. I mean, that's where, I assume that's where pink lightning bolts come from.
I don't know.
Dude, or from your local bowling alley.
It was the early 90s.
It was.
Lightning bolts could have been pretty cool.
Yeah, it turns into a lightning bolt as soon as it hits the Castlevania.
I mean, it makes sense.
Yeah. Also, Mother Brain didn't actually make me think of Evil Villain. Made me just think Motown for some reason. Just like, it's like listen to these sweet Motown jams.
If you don't want Mother Brain to win at least once, you weren't paying attention very hard to this show. I think later on, didn't Samus from Metroid? Samus? How do you say that?
Samus Adams?
Samus Adams.
Yeah, that's her full name. They don't actually announce that because they don't want to correlate that with the beer. But
wait, is it really? Sure.
Yeah,
I believe that.
I'm gonna go say yes.
I mega believe that.
Mega yes. No, I don't know if I'm sure there. I think there was a Metroid Samus episode, but the ones I remember is the Link one.
Oh yeah, they did have a Zelda crossover.
And Kevin was basically like, oh god, you're Link! You're my... Like, he just had a fanboy moment. He was just like, he was so happy to see Link.
He's like, forget you, Simon Belmont. Well, I guess if you lived with Simon Belmont, like, every day...
That version of Simon Belmont especially. I mean, he just wants to just look at himself in the mirror all day and just... Yeah.
But there was never any Mario. Mario never made... The Captain N role.
No, which is very peculiar. I guess, like...
I mean, I think he had another show on at the same time. But so did Zelda. So did Link and Zelda.
And sometimes together on the same show. Like, they had the Link cartoon and the Mario cartoon on the same show.
Yeah, it wasn't like it was a world apart. I don't know. Maybe they just wanted... I don't know why they wouldn't have Mario. It seems like the easiest thing in the world. But I guess they were maybe trying to sell games that didn't sell as well.
That, like, they're all third, like, they're not, like, all the other characters are not Nintendo property. You got Castlevania, Konami, you got Mega Man, Capcom. Well, okay, Kid Icarus is Nintendo, but no one in Nintendo cared about Kid Icarus.
No, like, I think he was old by the time this show came out.
He was what?
He was already sort of an old character by the time this show came out. They just grabbed a stack of old Nintendo powers, and whoever was on the cover, this like they just picked six random episodes of Nintendo
Power. Episodes used loosely here, of course.
Issues of Nintendo Power, excuse me. And they just, okay, yeah, that's a guy, that's a guy, that's a guy.
Also, apparently, I guess they live in the Jetsons world in the Megaland or whatever.
Yeah.
Like Jetson!
Mega Man is made up entirely of spacey sprockets.
That would explain the green texture all.
Yeah. Mother Brain's eyeshadow. Or is it more black eyes for the production crew?
Well, they had to go to Video Land and make a few more. Bunch of people.
It's okay. Kevin has 0 points. He has 0 points in Punch-Out.
Listen to this whoa coming up right here.
Yeah, tubular! That was one of the most overacting woes. It's the Wilhelm woe.
Yeah, the Wohelm. The Wohelm.
Wohelm. There you go. Wohelm.
Yeah, you gotta do like Wohelm.
I'm gonna put that on TV tropes.
Yep. Yep. Trope that up. Also, who's telling Kid Icarus to wake up?
The demons. In his brain.
I'll allow it.
I think it's supposed to be the princess. It sounds like the princess to me. But clearly she was way far away in Video Palace opening the ultimate warp zone. Kevin's house, level 8, apparently.
God, he's terrible at punching.
He's got no points! He's got no points! He's been ignoring his mother for probably 3 hours, who keeps telling him to clean up his room, and he cannot score the first point in Punch-Out.
I bet he never beat Glass Joe. Someone at school told him how to get to King Hippo.
That's not even Glass Joe.
I know, that was King Hippo. But
how did he get to King Hippo? Someone told him
there's a little password system. You can, like...
Oh, so he just used a password.
Yeah, his classmates, like, man, Glass Joe and Punch-Out, man, I don't know what to do. It's like, hey, I got, I'll tell you what, I'm going to help you out here. I'm going to get you to next circuit. And, like, here's a good other guy. Is King Hippo, which is the meanest thing you could possibly do to someone who can't beat Glass Joe. So the point is, actually, Kevin's very terrible at video games.
Oh, God. They got the worst guy.
It's the ultimate warp zone because it's the final one and realize they just didn't... No one should go through there.
Meanwhile, Kevin's classmate...
Is the best.
Is the best. Does not get chosen to go to Video Land. And ends up having just to go to school and his job at the burger joint down the road.
He's really hoping to get assistant manager one of these days. Like, he's working really hard for that.
So we can buy more video games.
Yeah, and then, like, you know, Kevin comes back from Video Land occasionally, and he looks kind of a little bewildered because everything's not colorfully animated. And it's like, oh, hey, Kevin, what's going on? How's it going?
And does he come back from Video Land, really?
Sometimes
during the show, or is that you just make that up?
He has, like, actually, the first episode, he has the opportunity to go back after supposedly saving Video Land or whatever. But his mom's like, have you cleaned your room? You better not be playing video games. And he's like, nah. I better not go back there. I'll stay here. I'll keep cool for a while.
I'll let my parents, who give me like a 1,000 square foot room, I'll just let them worry. Because obviously time is passing at the same rate in Video Land as it is in the real world. Meanwhile, years have passed.
He gets stuck like in between, he's stuck in, like, the Adventures of Bayou Billy cart or something like that.
Kevin is the worst.
And, like, years pass. Their parents have forgotten him. They got divorced because, like, from all the stress and strife.
Losing Kevin?
But, yeah, I just, like... Okay. Like, mysteriously disappearing. And, you know, like, his friend goes on life. He does make that assistant manager position at Burger King.
That's good for him. I mean,
you know, he's moving up in the world. It's a good moment for him.
Yeah.
And then, like, years later... Like, he goes to, He goes to the Game Shack and buys an old Adventures of Bayou Billy cart, and he puts it in his old NES.
Oh.
And out comes Kevin. Disheveled.
He's like 40 now.
40 years old, has a beard and a frayed letter jacket. And it goes, where?
Also, I do not believe that Kevin plays a sport. I don't believe that for a single second.
What
he was a letterman in his high school.
What sport do you think he played?
Also, it's got an N on it. It's for Nintendo. Everyone else in his school realizes that he has a Nintendo jacket that he bought himself.
His school colors are actually blue and white. They're Sega colors. He's that enamored with Nintendo.
But again, terrible at it. Maybe they did get the right guy for the job. Although Kevin, I feel like by taking his opportunity to go into his TV during the NES era, like, missed the opportunity to go into, say, I don't know, Bayonetta. And it's his fault. It's his fault. He has to hang out with Mega Man and all of the... Oh, my goodness.
Like, what sort of glitch?
Wrong era.
What sort of glitched copy of Mega Man is just tiny, like a stout green dude?
Game Boy version.
Oh, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, because Game Boy was just kind of green and the slightly darker green.
Yeah. And, you know, I do remember him saying Mega a lot in the Game Boy version, so that makes perfect sense now.
Yeah, with all the...
We got characterization now.
Wait, did he... No. He didn't
no.
Say Mega. But he was green.
He was green. Yeah.
Maybe they had a pre-release Game Boy cart.
Oh, they had a... Maybe they had like a cross promotion between Captain N and the new secret game, Mega Man 1 for the Game Boy.
I thought they were giving kids a heads up because I don't think anyone in the show has played video games at all.
Well, here's a question though. What is the Princess Lana or whatever her name is in the show?
Princess Lana?
Yeah. What? Like, she's not from a game.
No, she's not.
What is she? What's happening with that? Did she get trapped in Video Land too?
She's the princess of Video Land.
Like, well, Video Land, it. Like, what? What?
She's the princess of all video games. Like, all video games. She's the princess.
Oh, why? Like, why is there a princess? Why is there like? There's no other royalty.
She should be her. Wait. Okay. Something is coming back to me from some rusty old part of my brain. I think her dad was kidnapped. The king was kidnapped by Mother Brain. And so, not only were they attempting to protect Videoland, they were trying to win King Video Game back.
King Video Game the First.
King Video Game the First.
So, Princess Lana Video Game is just kind of hanging out of the tower. It's like, oh, my dad's kidnapped. And, you know, I'm just hanging out with Simon Belmont
Let's
and Megan.
Kidnap someone.
Yeah.
That's their solution. Yeah. They just kidnap somebody else.
And they're like, we'll just treat him nice and maybe he won't think he's being kidnapped.
That's right. They just happen to get the half-functional Kevin, who's like the one guy in the world that thinks this would be a cool thing to happen to that's over the age of 9. Did we ever get more Castlevania? Like, did Dracula ever come into this at all?
I think Dracula did come in, but he was mostly like a Tim Curry lookalike character.
Oh, that's fine.
I mean, like, that's usually most vampires anyway. Like, truth be told, vampires are real and they're all Tim Curry, so, you know.
Tim Curry is all vampires, or all vampires...
Yes.
Kind of look like Tim Curry. Both?
Yes.
Both. Okay, I can see that.
I mean, it's like you get bitten and it's like, oh crap, I'm going to look like Tim Curry in about 20 minutes.
And also, I kind of wish that Kevin had remained his horrible green alien form that he gets right when he first
that is
video
just terrifying. That's T-1000 levels of terrifying, man. It's like, I know now why you cry, because you digitize into a monstrosity for a while.
I don't remember that. I don't remember the green thing as he flew in.
Well, that was from the unreleased NES version of Lawnmower Man, actually. that was, like, they try to tie it in, and it was like, this is weird, we can't really do anything with it, and just like you actually, it was actually just a lawnmower simulator. For it was not a good game. They canceled it.
They had to tone it down to fit Nintendo quality.
But they decided, like, yeah, we can use that sequence. It looks kind of cool.
The Wilhelm.
And, like, he wrecks his room, like, doing this.
That's a really cheap-looking wall.
Yeah, like, this part of town's not a good market value.
My suspension of disbelief is broken. I can buy a kid falling into a TV, but the fact that his wall came apart like that... What sort of low-grade building materials were they using in Kevin's room?
They pre-punched the hole, like holes in walls, to make it like looser, like on the production set. They were just punching everything.
The builders were like, one day the kid that lives in this room is going to get sucked into the TV, and we do not need to provide him with any sort of stable surface to grab a hold of to keep that from happening.
Here's a question. What would happen if he was not playing Punch-Out during this time? What if he was just, like, maybe he was eating dinner, or doing his homework, or
so you think he would have gotten
painting that
what?
Awesome purple lightning bolt on the wall? Maybe, like, if they would open up the ultimate warp zone and nothing.
They might get the dog.
Well, would the dog be playing Nintendo?
Does the Nintendo have to be on? I guess it comes through the Nintendo.
I guess so, but he goes through the TV though, so I assume that both like the Nintendo and the TV have to be on for this connection to work.
Okay, this is some serious. We have to. Okay,
this is deep fan fiction levels of stuff here.
The science of the warp zone. So the warp zone, I guess the TV is connected to the Nintendo, so the signal, the warp zone signal, travels through the RF. Connection, and then
assuming like what if he was using, that's another question, what if he was using AV cables? What anything could have happened
at that point? I don't think it had AV cables.
Did it? Mine did,
but it wasn't like,
it was
a
like
full
mono.
Set. Yeah,
no, it was kind of crummy.
Yeah,
but you could. That it was, you had options.
I don't know. I feel like the warp zone may not have worked.
No, and like that, like, and then basically like Prince's video game would be like, well. Crap. And then Mother Brain would have ruled.
Yep.
And that would have been a short show.
So it's a good thing for the people that made Captain N that all of these things were happening at the same time.
Thank God that people play video games.
Yeah, exactly. Because I mean, this is a...
These are problems that, like, we... Like, all these... this entire situation. You know, like, thankfully, all with Nintendo Power...
Join the fun club.
Join the fun club, Mac, Kevin. Also, this really makes me want to eat Nintendo cereal. Do you remember that?
Yes, I think. It was... Yes, I remember Nintendo cereal. I don't remember what it tastes like. It was marshmallows.
Yeah, it was just crap. Your marshmallow and chalk dust cereal flavor that every themed cereal back in the day tasted like that. We ate and we decided, like, oh, this is awful. But no, it can't be awful.
Because it has
Nintendo! It's just Nintendo on the side! Look! There's Mario. There's a Mario part and a Zelda part.
Yeah, there were two bags.
Yes!
Were there two bags or did they all get all mixed up? And so you got your Marios and your Zeldas.
I want to say there were two bags, actually.
I think so, too. Because it was divided horizontally.
And it just, this is like, we just like, no, it has Nintendo on it. Surely this must be good. Mom, I need 5 more boxes.
God, why did anyone let their children watch these TV shows?
Because it shut them up at Saturday morning.
I guess so, but it would just, yeah, I guess.
I mean, like, it was basically that time period where it was just like, oh.
They wanted to sleep in.
Yeah.
The kids need something to do that would keep them in front of the TV. And by God, for some reason, seeing teenagers get going into video land was exactly what every 7-year-old wanted to see.
I'm not going to lie. That was basically me growing up. That, like, to a T. It's like, yeah, I'm going to eat my sugar-coated cereal and watch the crap out of Captain N. Oh, it has vaguely resembles video games? Okay, I'm down.
When this is done, I will play video games.
Yes. Yeah. Because, like, by that time, I mean, like, you watch your cartoons, and it's, oh, it's 11 o'clock, nothing's on now.
You don't
want to
watch the special.
Oh, this is National Geographic special, like on like that you're trying to educate me. So this is what's happening here? No, I'm gonna play Mega Man 2.
That's right. Mega good.
Mega good. It's mega fun. I'm not gonna get mega educated.
Alright, also I want you to look at the chair that Kevin's sitting in.
Okay.
It's a director's chair. They didn't even try to say, oh, he needs a chair. Here, have a director's chair.
If he had a sturdy enough chair, he could have held on to that at least. Or like had a, like he could have used it to block out, punch out the TV. Like, you know, like getting sucked into a TV. That would be terrifying. Like he could have used it as a weapon.
Look, Mega Man is from Megaland.
Oh. You know, they actually had a, they didn't have Roll. Like, you know how it's Mega Man's Rock and Roll and all that? Mm-hmm. They didn't have that. They had Mega Girl. I don't remember anything about it other than that it was just, she was called Mega Girl, and Mega Man was just shy around her.
I think probably what happened was, once they got that original, like, here's the Nintendo inspiration, like, everything else was just, like, completely divorced from whatever else was happening in Nintendo Land.
The writer like, came to his son, was like, hey, it's like, can you tell me about these video games? Can you tell me a little about them? It's like, and he got a little bit of information. It's like, okay, that's my father-son bonding for the next year.
That's enough.
Yeah,
now I'll write enough. Four seasons of this.
He walked out like the kid was midway through explaining Mega Man and getting to the pinnacle point where he's not green and was like, well, time's up, and walked out the room.
He's green, right?
Yeah.
Wait, no, I don't want to hear it if he's not. I've already got it in my head. He lives in Megaland. No, he doesn't live in Megaland.
No, he lives in Earth. It's the year 20XX. No, didn't hear any of that.
Megaland, you say? All Megaland. Right. That sounds like King Kong lives in Congoland.
Dad, no, you're kidding. No, you're ruining video games, Dad.
I think he lucked out with Castlevania that was also, that actually is the name of the setting.
It works out for that, fortunately.
Yeah, that is the only one that is right.
He just didn't hear anything, like, he heard the words Castlevania, so it's a castle, right? Well, yeah, but there's a guy, like, his name is Simon Belmont, he has a whip, cool, that's, like, okay, let's go to the next one, Kid Icarus.
No, where's Kid Icarus from?
Greece, right?
Greece, yeah.
Ancient Greece. Yeah, just... No, it says...
Mount Icarus!
Mount...
What? Wait. No.
Whoa.
No. Whoa. No, I'm sorry.
Mount Icarus is the...
That, you do not get that pass, writer of Captain N. You don't get it. He is from ancient Greek. You even drew ancient Greek buildings behind him. There's pillar... How do you screw that up? It's a country in the world you live in.
And I could have forgiven him if he was like Mount Olympus. Okay, that's close enough.
But Mount Icarus?
Yeah.
Where all of the Icaruses come from.
Icarus.
The Icari.
Icari.
The Icari. And Kid Icarus is just the child of all the two of a mommy Icarus and a daddy Icarus.
I don't think there's any other like Icaruses. Icari at all. Like, I only see him. Like, maybe...
There's other houses. Does he have a house for every night?
Oh, he has awesome rates. I mean, like, you go on the internet and just...
Look! Yeah. Look! No, yeah. Mount Icarus, not Greece.
That explains why he's waging war on Castlevania, though. Like, you
Does
know...
Does it? Because no, he actually no. got the name correct on that, and he's like, no, I'm not from Mount Icarus. Is that supposed to be the Power Glove?
It's Power Glove-ish. I don't know if the Power Glove may have been out at this time. Yeah, I think it was.
It kind of, I mean...
There's a basketball. He may play basketball.
He doesn't play basketball.
Like, he has a...
He thinks it's a globe. Okay? He gets all of his information from video games. Man, he's looking for Mount Icarus is.
Earth is bumpy. And has, like, these black rivers on it.
He just assumes that's what's happening outside of his town. Oh. Kevin is not bright.
Oh, he's from the land of Spalding.
Also, Metroid, not Zeebs. Or Zeebs.
Oh, yeah.
Zeebs.
Well, Zeebs is a planet in the Metroid universe, but...
Yeah, but it's... Metroid is like a monster.
Yeah, yeah.
In the Metroid universe. It's not called Metroid the World.
That, That was a very brief conversation with the kid trying to figure out.
Very brief, it's like, apparently.
So it's like what is Metroid? Well, no.
Sounds good.
Good.
Metroid's a guy, right? Also, he's the planet. And the things in the planet.
His name's Justin Bailey, right?
So Metroid fights Metroids on Metroid.
Oh yeah, yep. I that sounds like a video game. Cut.
You
print.
Stupid kids.
Yeah.
Down he goes. Where's that hole? That's what I don't know. Like between worlds.
Yeah, it heads to Rockin' Cats, oddly enough. It just
or Rockin' Cats.
Yeah, with NES game. It was the first NES game that came to mind, I'm not gonna lie.
Rockin' Cats comes to mind, not Duck Hunt.
Duck Hunt, that just I don't think we should give these production crew Duck Hunt. That just gives them more animals to punch.
They already have a poor track record with animal cruelty so far.
He looks so happy.
The dog has a bandana. How? Come on. These people ever seen a dog?
Okay, admittedly, if you were a teenager of the late 80s, early 90s, and you had a dog, it had to have a bandana, regardless of...
Did it?
Yeah, just, like, it's like, we need that one thing to make my dog cooler than other dogs, and bandanas.
If all dogs have bandanas, then how was that cooler?
Well, it was like all TV dogs. Like, you didn't do it to your dog. That would be silly.
Yes, exactly. Megaland.
Megaland.
Mount Icarus. Guess I'm getting it correct.
You find it, a lot of people have, there's a lot of close-ups of teeth.
That was the one thing they felt good. They were good at drawing.
Yeah, it's
a line with white.
It's like everyone just has to have pearly white teeth. Proper dental care.
How does she know he didn't clean up his room?
Well,
is he just that bad?
She's a mother for one. I mean, just
is there video surveillance going on in Kevin's room?
Yeah,
on that old set of Mac Lisa back there.
That's why it doesn't work anymore. Kevin just puts it in the corner. It's like it just doesn't realize that his mom knows everything.
In 20 years, he's going to make an ironic fish tank out of it and learn a lot of things about his mom as he takes it apart.
And about probably gets electrically shocked.
So after Kevin climbs out of his buddy's TV 20 years later, is he still the assistant manager?
If we're doing 20 years, let's say he got up a little chart. Let's say he's manager now. He's been there long enough.
Long enough to be manager.
He's a well-respected member of the community. That's his official
title.
District
manager?
He's working a district manager, but the...
20 years and he's not district manager.
Well, no, the district, there's a couple people higher up that are just giving him...
He's got
interoffice personal problems.
Are they his fault?
Some of them are, but mostly he learns valuable lessons from those. Like the real ones are there's just jerks up there in the Burger King headquarters.
Okay.
So he's fighting for it. He comes home and this guy has a pretty good life. He has a wife now.
Okay.
And he talks to his wife about these problems, and he's just like, I don't know. Maybe this is not for me. And then,
20 years in.
Yes.
It's not for me.
Well, he's about ready to, it's not worth it at this point. So he decides that, I'm going to unwind by playing, I haven't played Bayou Billy in forever. He gets it. That was a Zapper game, right?
You can play with Zapper.
Okay, yeah. He gets it out. He's going to relieve some stress, just play a video game that he remembers fondly from his past. And out comes Kevin. Kevin's his age now. Like they're the same age still. So time has passed.
Time is falling at the same time.
But he's just disheveled. He looks like his letter jacket's all torn and ragged, and he looks like a hobo. And he just oddly enough, this is what actually it's. I think I'm basically reiterating the plot to Encino Man, but with video games.
I like this. This is a compelling show.
It is.
This is Breaking Bad or better. So when Kevin comes out of Video Land,
yeah, and like together they're going to change his life around to where there's a whole subplot where Kevin uses his video game prowess, like, or what little he had.
He never got better at video games. Because he wasn't playing video games.
He wasn't playing video games. He was playing real life at that point.
Yeah, exactly.
So together they work together to, like, he tried to reintegrate him into society. And Kevin helps this guy. We don't have a name for him yet. He needs a name.
Samus.
Samus. He's Canadian.
He's the Canadian Samus. It's actually the person that Samus is named after.
Mm. That would make a lot of sense. Everything's tying together.
That's why he was so good at video games. Because of all the kids that always claimed that their uncle worked at Nintendo and that they had Mario 9 or something that, this is the one guy who did have that. And he was named after Samus was named after him.
So this kid's pretty cool. I'd hang out with him.
No, he's not. He's a 40-year-old man.
Well, like in elementary school.
Works at Burger King. Not that there's anything wrong with working at Burger King.
Yeah, well, you know, manager at Burger King.
He's not cool.
No, okay, fair enough. But
because his uncle lost that sweet job at Nintendo.
No, you know, like, what did he do?
Look, they gave his nephew Mario 9 to play.
No.
What do you think?
Man, Samus, why couldn't you keep your trap shut?
Exactly. They had all those games over in Japan.
That's why they canceled Mario 9. That's why we never got it.
We
never got Mario 9 because of that. I can't believe that. But anyway, at this point in the story, though, Samus and Kevin, they're going to, like, help each other out. And he's going to, like, through some wacky hijinks, he's going to get that district manager position and change his life, finally.
Okay. So how's Kevin going to help? His sweet Nintendo powers don't work anymore. He can't pause real life. Oh my god, that is the tagline for this movie. You can't pause real life.
Oh yeah, it has like, it's a white poster and just like has like the 8-bit gradient into real life, and it just like this disheveled Kevin.
Yeah, you can't pause real like 1/2 of the controller. Is Kevin as he was in Video Land. 1/2 is as he is in real life. He looks sad in one. He looks happy in the other. You can't pause real life.
Do you think he would ever try to go back to Video Land after that?
Oh, like, he tries to go back to Video Land all the time. All the time.
And like Samus is like, no! And he throws out the Nintendo maybe?
Yeah. Because Kevin's got to move on.
It's like, man, I was playing I remember being a Tetris. I was making those lines disappear. I remember the Tetris Wars. It was awful. He has Tetris nightmares every night.
Over time, Samus begins to doubt that Kevin actually did come out of the TV. He starts to think that maybe Kevin was just broke into his room.
Oh, wow.
When he turned on that Nintendo.
and he's like... Kevin has nowhere to go. He's letting him live with him, so it's putting strain on his marriage.
Yeah, because he is married. We established that.
Mm-hmm.
He tries to get Kevin a job at the Burger King.
Oh, yeah, and like it goes awful because he starts making fries and he hits a turbo button.
Yeah, he tries. Yeah. He's always trying to speed things up. He's trying. Yeah. He tries to cook the hamburgers with the zapper. That doesn't work anymore, Kevin.
Yeah. And like he's always full of helpful tips, like, you know, like, join the Nintendo Fun Club today, Samus. And
when they get robbed, he just says, dodge the bullets. So Kevin and Samus are trying to get Samus that sweet district manager position, but I don't think it's going to happen right away.
Here's a plot. Maybe like he realizes through this that he doesn't want district manager position all along, and instead, like at the end of the movie, it does a fade out and does 2 years later, and Samus becomes the Canadian president of the United States.
Wait, hang on,
this doesn't he makes the laws change in 2 years time that Canadians can be president.
First, he's got to be like a senator to amend the Constitution.
Yes.
And then he gets elected as president.
Basically. And he succeeds in 2 years' time.
Does he pick Kevin as one of his cabinet members?
No. Hell no.
Kevin is gone.
No, Kevin, like he's making his inauguration speech. And he, and like Kevin does a little subtle wave. And like Kevin's all cleaned up now. Like he's wearing a suit. It has an N on it still. But like all the habits die hard. But
it doesn't stand for Nintendo anymore, though. Now it stands for, it's the end and do not trust. So and people can know they can't trust Kevin.
And, like, yeah, during the inauguration, he starts speaking, and he stops mid-speech, and he sees Kevin. And Kevin waves to him and starts walking away, disappearing into the distance.
Slow motion.
Slow motion.
Okay.
And that's how it ends. He actually never finishes his speech. It's just, it's a very odd inauguration.
Yeah, I can get that. All right, so the next movie or season of Captain N 20
Game
years
Boy
later.
Comes out. Game Boy comes out. It just ruins everything.
The President Samus believes Game Boy to be a terrorist.
Yes. And he is. He very much is. I mean, like Game, like through that happy exterior that Game Boy had was the heart of a cold killer.
He can't fly. He's almost entirely metal.
He can fly. He totally flies. He's like a carpet almost even.
No, I mean on airplanes. Oh. Because he's a terrorist.
Oh, no, no. Yeah, you're absolutely right. Yeah.
But who needs to fly? He doesn't need to fly. Because, no. Yeah, you're right. He can't fly. He can manage a carpet everywhere.
Well, yeah, yeah. So he just, like, he's caught, he's wrecking havoc. It's like, falling down, except with more Game Boy.
Okay, and President Samus has to mobilize the CIA. I guess.
Which
the CIA would have to be the ones that fight.
And the Samus. Like, I mean, we're Canadian with Samus.
President Samus.
Canadian President Samus.
American Canadian President Samus.
He's the Canadian President of the United States.
That's right.
So, he mobilizes, like, we need help. We need Kevin. And
they have to find Kevin.
They have to find Kevin again? They look through, like, you know, they look through all the BioBilly cartridges. He's not in any of them.
So they just assume he somehow went back into a Nintendo?
I would assume that. I mean, he would, like, what else is he going to do? He messes up everything.
So at some point, someone out in the field finds a large gray painted box made out of, like, plywood. Now, plywood.
They find it. They find a graveyard full of. It is just full of Superman for the NES Nintendo cartridges, and like it's a hidden underground cache, and on what, and it turns out that Kevin,
living in them.
Yes, actually, he didn't go to Video Game Land at all. Like, he made a house out of Superman cartridges.
And he lives in there.
Like, he was going to go to bed. He was going to go back to Video Land, and then he started playing Superman. I was like, no.
Wait,
no.
Did he start playing Superman before or after he stumbled upon the underground treasure trove?
After.
Okay, like, so he finds these first.
Yeah, he
crawls into them.
And, like, apparently there's working electricity down there. It's pretty sweet setup, in all honesty.
What happened to the suit? I thought he was better. No, I guess that big N for do not trust finally
hits
home.
Bit
him.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like the Nintendo letter. Like everyone knew what that was. So he builds this actually pretty kicking house. I mean, like it's not very big, but it's more sturdy than his room.
Yeah.
And
it would have to be. His room falls apart whenever his TV starts glowing.
And yeah, like he plays Superman. He's like, nah, I don't need to go back to Video Land after all. That's not for me anymore. And he's just like, he just kind of lives. He lives in the wild.
He lives in the wild.
The wild of Superman.
The wild of the underground cave full of Nintendo cartridges. He basically uses them like Legos for a full-sized house.
Yeah, basically.
He's built a little Mega Man in there, and a little Princess Lana, and he talks to them, like the real people.
Yeah, yeah. And they, like, and Samus personally comes to his house and walks in, and like...
it takes Samus... Yeah, because the CIA show up, and they're like, this is not the man for the job, sir. They're like, no, I know he is. He's the Game Master.
And yeah, and like he walks in, and it just like, and Seamus realizes at that point, he's like, yeah, they were probably right.
Say hello, Mega Man. Mega Hi. It's like, this literally, is those are, that is just three NES carts that you have glued together.
And like, like even at that point, Seamus is like, this is weird to kiss, man. Weird to kiss. And Kevin's like, yeah.
Let's go to Mount Icarus.
Oh, maybe that's what happens. Maybe they, maybe they're like, how will they get Game Boy? They manage to capture Game Boy somehow. Like, I don't, like, maybe they have like a bunch of AA batteries. Maybe that's how they get.
It's his food.
Yeah, it's food. Like he needs a, you know, Energizer, Duracell, Rayovac. He whatever. Needs all of those. All yeah. whatever. Whoever pays the most money for this movie,
right?
Like it's a big sponsorship.
Product placement.
Important product placement. It's a Nintendo product anyway, so you might as well get all the product placement we can get.
Mm-hmm.
So like they manage to capture him like through AA batteries, throw him back into the Video Land, and Samus realizes that Video Land is real.
Finally. And because over the years, he decided that video wasn't real.
No,
like,
no.
Once you're president, once you're dealing with that kind of stuff, once you're with campaign finance reform.
Believe me, he checks, like, every day, like, during, like, the daily news checks and stuff, and, like...
Searches for hashtag video land is real.
Yes. Yes. Like, that trended a couple times, like, because he mentioned it in a press conference on accident.
If anyone knows anything about going into your TV... Let the president know.
Twitter loved that.
Oh god, it freaked me out. It took just a second longer to load and I thought it was over.
Palace of Power. So, like, the Palace of Power is not part of any video game here. It just, like, it's a center nexus.
Neither is any of these stupid Mount Icarus.
Congo Land.
Video game Congo. Or, yeah, whatever that is. Was that supposed to be all? Was that supposed to be the entirety of Metroid World?
It's a tiny world. I mean,
but Kevin has books. He can't read.
Maybe they have pictures in them. It's like a connect the dots, you know, color in between the lines. The Game Master.
That's a really terrible font for it, Game Master.
It is.
Ooh. Ooh. This is wearing on me. I'm not going to lie. Has Kong hit us? Is that what happened?
I think Kong is actually... attacking the screen is what happening here.
Because I don't see him, like, raising his fist. He just sort of runs at us and then explodes into these Lisa Frank shapes. Second Lisa Frank mention, by the way.
Second
Lisa Frank mention. And then... okay, there he goes. But, he just hits us. I never noticed his cool backflip that he does in midair.
Oh, yeah, he's totally rocking that.
I thought he just got drug in, but apparently he starts flipping around.
There's a trampoline in Mega, in his room. It's hidden.
I can believe that. I can believe that Kevin would hide a trampoline.
It's like, okay, alright, I got to get sucked into this TV, but I need to do it in the most awesome possible way. So he backflips into the TV.
Also, Brother Brain doesn't really look like a brain.
No, it looks, looks like something from Doctor Who.
Yes, it does. Watch this. Here comes the sweet back. I don't know if it's a forward or back flip.
Let's find out. Like, you don't see a trampoline? Trample. What is that?
Saying?
I think he did a Sonic spin ball or something.
No, it's Sega. You can't say that.
Oh, you're right.
That
you're
didn't
right.
exist.
No. I don't.
Blast Sega. Processing isn't real.
But Blast Processing, I guess?
I think that little scooter would have made a lot of Mega Man stages a lot easier.
You know it. So basically, we like wait. Either Simon Belmont eats us and we enter in Congo Land. That what's happening there?
Congo Land is inside of Simon Belmont. I can
that,
see that.
That explains the chin. That really does. Like that's where Congo Land is. The ginormous chin.
Oh, I can't deal with this, John.
You can deal with it a couple more times. I can guarantee that. We've come this far. What is Samus and Kappa Kevin going to do now?
Yes, let's talk more about President Samus.
Canadian President Samus.
Okay, they've got Kevin. They drag him out of his... Anything that we make up is going to be better than paying attention to this. Okay,
yeah.
So they drag... Kevin has to be drug out of his self-exile into Superman NES carts.
Yes. And they find a warp zone from Superman to Mount Icarus.
Oh, wait. So he goes back... Oh, so they send him back into video game land.
Yeah, well, they send... Like, they capture Game Boy, and they do the final battle between him and Game Boy in Mount Icarus.
But it's not the video game land that he left.
No, certainly not.
I mean, why did he leave it to begin with? Because the war was lost.
The war was
lost against Mother Brain.
He was lost. He was just stuck in Bio Billy for so long. Like the war is soon gone. Mother Brain has ruled for
Princess Lana sacrificed herself to help Captain N get away. Just to get into Bio. He's like Yoda. He goes and hides in the swamp.
Oh, yeah, like he, like, hangs out with the alligators.
But when they come back this time, Kevin has brought a new weapon with him.
The Super Scope?
The NES Max. With turbo button.
Ooh.
With full digital, I'm assuming,
man.
D-pad with that circle thing.
That never actually worked, honestly.
It worked all right.
Yeah.
Don't be knocking the NES Max, sir.
I was an NES Advantage person. Like, look at that. Look at that stick. That's how you play a video game. No, he brings the power glove with him.
Oh, son. He opens up
a world of hurt on Game Boy through the power glove.
So finally, at the end, he's got Game Boy down. And right, Game Boy tries one last desperate thing. Kevin counters it. And he says, "Don't worry, Game Boy. You're not that advanced." And then he shoots it. Boom!
He turns around. Pixelated, monochromatic explosion.
Kevin walks away. Never to be seen from again.
High five, Canadian President Samus on the way out.
Until the next movie, Captain N 3.
Which was canceled immediately.
But the script got out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And the fans filmed it.
Oh, that was a...
I didn't care for that one.
No,
very much.
No, that...
They replayed... They actually got Captain Samus back. The guy that played Captain
Samus.
Wait,
is Captain Samus? Captain S?
He's been downloaded.
Is he Captain
Sega!
No, I was going to say Super Nintendo.
Oh, Captain Super Nintendo.
No, Captain Sega, like, that was the villain of the piece. Yeah, it was the whole Nintendo versus Sega arc, which is really weird.
Oh my god, it's over! Okay,
is it?
We can stop talking about this now.
Oh, okay.
And they all die at the end.
The end, hooray!
Bye!
Bye!